Bienvenue sur Radio Galère, et là c'est Alors la Zone, ça discoite. On est hyper heureuse d'être ensemble ce soir, ça fait un bout de temps qu'on n'a pas fait d'émission. Merci de nous écouter. Et ce soir on retourne rue de la République, en plein centre-ville de Marseille. Il y a presque 20 ans maintenant, le collectif Un Centre-Ville pour Tous a mené la lutte contre de nombreuses et systématiques expulsions des habitantes de la rue. Ces expulsions étaient le résultat d'une politique urbaine de gentrification du centre-ville de Marseille. Aujourd'hui, malgré leur lutte, la plupart des bâtiments de cette rue ont été vidés et sont restés vides. La vente des immeubles par le public à des fonds de pension comme la SCI Marseille City, qui spécule dans le secteur de l'immobilier, a permis de parachever cette politique urbaine. La plupart du temps, la SCI Marseille City partage des immeubles avec le bailleur social privé Unicil, censé faire figure de repreneur acceptable, mais qui laisse aussi bien pourrir les immeubles que les habitantes de Marseille. Les portes anti-squat se multiplient pendant que la mairie tente de maquiller le désastre en peignant de fausses vitrines sur des locaux commerciaux vidés. Récemment, une manifestation, une marche du vide, organisée par le collectif Réquisition, a visibilisé ces bâtiments par des tags et des affiches. Ce soir, on se retrouve pour parler d'une nouvelle menace d'expulsion sur rue de la République. Un squat situé au 100 rue de la République, ouvert il y a 3 ans, qui venait combler le vide de la rue, est menacé d'expulsion à partir de cette semaine. Et justement, il y a 3 ans, en avril 2022, on interviewait ici, sur le plateau de Radio Galère, Reina et Jessica, deux habitantes du squat. Après leur violente expulsion du squat 1 place Sadi Carnot, en octobre juste avant, et c'était avant le début de la trêve hivernale, les habitantes s'étaient installées dans les nouveaux bâtiments 98 et 100 rue de la République pour sortir de la galère des hébergements d'urgence et des hôtels inadaptés à leur situation familiale dans laquelle elles s'étaient retrouvées après l'expulsion. Au moment de l'émission, le collectif du 100 rue de la République venait de recevoir un avis d'expulsion. Il appelait à une lutte contre celle-ci avec le slogan « Solutions, no evictions », insistant sur le fait que le squat, tout en étant l'option qui leur permettait d'être le plus autonome, de vivre au mieux avec les enfants en centre-ville, près des écoles et de s'organiser de manière collective, n'était pas non plus la solution. Elles attendaient des propositions d'hébergement adaptées à chaque situation, pérennes et décentes. Et pendant 2 rassemblements, elles ont demandé cela et une expulsion a été initiée par la préfecture 1 an après l'ouverture du squat. Un recours auprès du GEX, donc le juge des exécutions, a été effectué. La mobilisation des habitantes et du collectif Almamba, ainsi que de l'avocate du squat, a permis de gagner ce recours et a permis au squat de perdurer jusqu'à aujourd'hui. Et nous revoilà, 3 ans plus tard, et ce sont 3 autres personnes de ce collectif, du 100 rue de la République, qui habitent toujours là-bas et qui sont avec nous, Gideon, Junior et Kingsley. Ce sont eux qui ont sollicité cette interview et on est extrêmement contentes de les recevoir ce soir.
Merci Coco pour cette introduction, merci beaucoup qui nous donne un peu le contexte de ce dont on va parler. On rappelle aussi en technique Tom, accompagné ce soir par Jules, et ici sur les plateaux avec vous, moi-même, Zouzou et Sacha. Avant de demander aux invités de se présenter, une petite clarification par rapport à la méthodologie de l'interview de ce soir. On va parler principalement en anglais. Et il y aura 3 parties et à la fin de chaque partie, on demandera à Coco de nous faire une petite synthèse en français. But now we can switch to English. Very welcome to the 3 of you on Radio Galère. Do you want to present yourself, introduce yourself and maybe say 2 things, whatever you want to introduce yourself?
Okay, thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. My name is Kingsley. I came to the program and to see something, you know. So,
thank you. Do you wanna go on with your name?
Thank you. Yeah, welcome here. Me too. My name is Junior Ifinayi. I want to say a little things where we live and not much. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Good evening. My name is Gideon. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to express ourselves. Thank you very much.
Thank you for this little introduction. So first of all, we wanted to know since how many time you are living in this squat at 100 rue de la République, and if you can precise a bit for each of you. So maybe Kingsley first.
Actually, I've been living in Real Republic for the past 2 years now.
That's 1 year now.
Thank you very much. I've been living in the Republic for 2 years now.
Okay, so Kingsley and Gideon, 2 years, and Junior, 1 year. Mm. And can you tell us a bit how many people live there and who are these people? Are they rather families or people alone? I don't know, Gideon, do you want to answer this question?
Okay, in the Rural Republic is basically for the families. The single people that are there, there are not much. There are just little, but basically they are families.
Okay, and what is the building looks like? Can you describe a bit for me where are the flats? How is it organized? Maybe Junior, if you can describe a bit for me this this building, as if I didn't know anything about this.
But mostly I don't really know everything about the but it's my friend no much.
Yeah, no, actually the building is, I think it's a 5-story building. And I think we have about 6 apartments in the building, yeah. And
okay. And the apartments are big or not? How do they look like? How many rooms there are in?
Okay, for the building, some of the apartments are just a single room, while some are like 2 and some are 3. So it's not much, just a little building.
Okay, you said it's mostly families who live there. And I wanted to know, do these different families know each other? Is there some kind of collective? Do they talk to each other? What's the relationship among you?
Yeah, we, the families that live there, we have a very good relationship. And every time we see each other, we greet and we help ourselves with some different stuff. So we have a very good collective information and nice well-being.
Okay, you said it's helpful for you to know your neighbors, and on which subject you can feel that there is solidarity inside the building. Maybe Gideon, if you want to complete.
Like this situation that we are right now, we have a very big come together and collective information, because if there is any problem, we have to definitely come together to find a solution to solve it. That's why we are here, and everybody in the building, they know that we are coming here, and they are in support of it, so that we can make sure that we also have some time to stay in the building because of our kids.
I'm not sure if we said it already or not. How many people live in the building? Do you have a number of the total amount of people living there?
Okay, for the total of the number of the people, like I said before, it's basically families. I can say for the families, we have up to about 8 families with children. Some are with 3 children, some are with 2, some are with 1, even with a newborn baby. So it's basically families. For the single people that live there, they go to school. So everybody is busy, and it's because of 1 or 2 circumstances. That's the reason why people live there. They don't just live there because they want to live.
Okay, super clear. And so you live in a squat, Rue de la République. This street is really in the center of the city. What do you feel about that? Is it important for you to live in the city center? Or no, it doesn't really matter? Are you attached to the neighborhood or not? We just wanted maybe Kingsley.
Basically, you know, it's very important, this region, because our kids do go to school close to this region, and so it's a big role for them, you know. So this zone is very, 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 you know, vital for the kids. And you know, they go to school, they're used to other kids in the school, and you know, with this kind of situation coming, eviction, and if they be like eviction come ups, you know, they're going to miss, you know, the school aspect and stuff like that. So
For the transportation is also important, because we have the tram, the bus. So these are the things that we really need for the kids, so that we can able to, you know, access all this thing quick. Because if we go to like other places, it will be difficult to get these public transports. And also for the kids to play with the environment without not too much noise and all that. So I think it's a good place for the children to stay and also to grow up.
And for you, Junior, do you also want to say a word about the location?
No, everything is good, because me too, I have a kid there too. Mm-hmm. You know? And the community is good.
Okay, it's a nice.
I don't want to take my kid outside. I want there to be the middle. You know? Mm-hmm. That's for me.
Yeah, for the school and also for the transport,
yeah.
That's very important. And so you already mentioned it, but just to go a bit more into the detail, what is your relationship with the schools of the children? Yeah, like, do you have a good relationship with the school? Like, the children are good in the school where they are?
Yeah. You know, like, the children, they are in a good relationship because they have other friends in the school and they are still young, you know, so they have good communication with the kids in the school, and the environment also for them to be able to, the atmosphere where they go to school. And you know, like you said, like we all said, like the means of communication, transportation and stuff like this, it's more effective also, you know. Yeah.
And we wanted also to know a bit about life in your squat. Like, how could you describe, what does it mean to live in a squat, or at least to live in this squat? For you, what are the most important points to highlight about this life in a squat? Because, of course, it's a bit special.
Okay, what I would say is that living in a squat is it's actually not where would I would love to live, like where you would love to stay or where you would love to live, you know. But basically, due to the housing issues and stuff like this in Marseille, you know, people don't really have a choice to live there. You know, especially now that it has to do with family and stuff like this. There are kids all over in this building, you know, and I think it has been a part, like, for the kids also. It has been something like they used to, and okay, and they go to school, they come back, they meet their friends in their home, they play together and stuff like this. So, yeah.
Living in a squat, I would say for me, it's dangerous. The reason why I would say it's dangerous, because every day we live in fear. You know, sometimes where there is no security, like, you know, just living there all by yourself with the kids, you know, every day it's come with fear, you understand? So, like I said before, it's just the situation that we all are facing. That's the reason why we really live there. Actually, it's not where we want to be or train our kids. So, if probably things will be better, probably in future, definitely we will not want to live there.
In addiction, like, it's scary, you know, understand? It's not some people would have to leave, but you know, according in the future, if there's something better, we can be able to stay. But you know, talking presently right now, we don't really have where to go with our kids and stuff like this. So yeah,
you explained very well that the squat is not the ideal solution, but because of the current situation,
yeah,
it's what you have now.
Yeah.
But if you had to imagine ideally, what do you hope for the future? Where do you hope to live in the future with your family?
Yeah. You know, like, where to live with family, you know, it's like having a comfortable place with high maximum security and yeah,
in the future we say definitely things is going to get better, because when we have to train the children in school, for now, after some time, definitely we'll definitely move out and look for a better place, because the future definitely it's what we hope for.
And speaking about where to live and things like that, do you hope to stay in Marseille, or if you could choose any city, any countryside, I don't know, if we dream a bit, what would you do?
Marseille is a good city. My kids, they were all born here and they are, you know, growing up here. They go to school, they have some friends in school. So Marseille is a very good city. So definitely, if I have everything that I'm supposed to have, my children and myself, we are going to live in Marseille.
Me too. I love Marseille very well.
Yeah, you know, it's a nice city. And we would love to be in Marseille. We would love to live in Marseille because we have our kids born in Marseille. So, yeah.
Yeah, also maybe you got used to this city. You learned the streets.
You know, like having kids in Marseille, having three kids in Marseille, you have experience already of the city, you know, so... We already used to the city already, and it's just in the future we pray that we have a better place where we can stay with our families and with our kids going to school, you know, living without fear, without tension, without, you know, sleeping and opening our eyes in the night thinking about, oh, if something is going to happen in this house today or tomorrow, you know. So in the future we hope to live without these symptoms. So, we're hoping.
Of course. I think maybe for this first part, which was about the context of this squat and a bit to set up a bit the everything about the situation before to enter deeply in the many reasons that brought you here, we can have a little break, and maybe Coco will explain a bit for us in French, just summarize what you said. Then we will be able to listen to one of your music, and then we come back on air.
Ben, du coup, nos trois invités nous ont un peu présenté le lieu du 100 Boulevard de la République. Du coup, ce sont 6 appartements sur 5 étages, plutôt habités par des familles, 8 environ, avec 1, 2, 3 enfants, parfois des enfants en bas âge. La praticité, en tout cas, on a noté la praticité d'être dans le centre-ville pour eux, avec les transports et aussi l'école à proximité pour leurs enfants. Voilà, l'envie de rester à Marseille... pour pouvoir que leurs enfants grandissent dans cette ville, et surtout le fait de noter que le squat n'est pas une solution idéale. C'est un lieu qui est effrayant, en tout cas dangereux aussi pour des enfants et pour les adultes. Ils ont nommé la peur de se réveiller la nuit, de pas savoir combien de temps ça dure. Voilà, le besoin d'être dans un endroit plus sécurisé. On va passer à la deuxième partie, mais avant ça, petite pause musicale.
Shakir. baby, come and lay me. Obene to ba feru me, consider lucky. My baby, let's keep on jamming. This fire cannot cool down, baby, damn it, it's not me. Body shallow, mom, my baby. I don't want that only go, yarabi. Ilai, oh, bato, dami. Oh, dami, don't worry, big money. My thoughts. Size. You are the one. Brother, my wine. My baby, you are my special one. My bestie, you know I'm a soldier boy.
But in your case, I'll calm down.
Am I your confidence? You bust my head, take it easy.
One for the road, keep it steady. Two for my girl, to get energy. But the magnetizing, fascinating. You light up the room, illuminating. Captivating, who can charge me? Such a bad bitch, but the bad me. Keep it moving, or a body.
My thighs. Perfect size. Brother, my wine.
Nous voilà de retour sur Alors la zone, ça disquat. On est toujours sur Radio Galère 88.4. Et vous êtes à l'écoute de notre émission parce qu'on parle du 100 rue de la République, donc un squat situé en plein cœur de Marseille. So, et on va repasser en anglais pour continuer notre émission. So, I switch in English. So, you contacted Radio Galère because you are facing now an eviction, like you were warned that there will be an eviction. So, we wanted to know a bit how did you find out that you will be evicted soon, and can you explain a bit how did you learn about this information?
Okay, for the eviction, it was on the 9th of April this month. The policemen, some social workers, they came to the building at about 10 a.m. in the morning. And so they were going for building apartment to apartment. So they asked to say that, okay, when they get to my apartment and they ask how many of us live here, and I told them we are families, and they requested for our documents, of which we gave them our names and the acts of my children. So they said that we asked why, and they said that they are going to close the building in 15 days. So if we have where to go, we should go. So that's it was on the 9th of this month they came.
Okay, and did they say when the building is going to be evicted? Did they put a limit date to go out of the building?
Actually, they said 15 days, which is Ken's. Probably it's going to be on Wednesday, which is this week.
Okay, and did they offer any solutions for rehousing or?
Not yet. No, they didn't come up with a plan of where the people will be taking toll, you know. So it's just they came and they passed the information that there will be an eviction in the house, and but they never told us where they were going to be taking us to. So that's why we came to radio, to be able to talk. Like we they've never proposed to us a place yet. So
And do you have any idea of what these solutions can be? Have you talked maybe with people who squatted before in your situation? Do you have any idea of what they can offer to you?
No, actually no, we don't even have any idea of, you know, what. Because actually for me it's the first time fixing an eviction and with families, and I'm really, really, really kind of, you know, tense right now, because I don't have where to go with my family, I don't have where to go with my kids, and so it's a tension.
Okay, and you were saying, Gideon, that they said if you have another place where to go, it's time to go now, because in 15 days there will be an eviction. Do any of the inhabitants live? Maybe someone had another place where to go. Do you know if there are families who already left, or if the squat is the only solution, so everybody is there?
Well, for now, nobody has left the building, because nobody has nowhere to go. With the children, and the school is resuming tomorrow, which is Tuesday, and so we don't even know what to do now. So we are trying to look for solution. That's why we came here, to express ourselves, to see if there is any help we can get, because we have a lot of children that are living in the building, and they are also going to school very close to the building. So we don't know what's going to come or what is going to be the next, because Wednesday here is 15 days, and we don't really know what we are going to do. So all the families in the building, they are scared. What's going to be? How's it going to be? Like, so we don't really know for now.
And they never gave you any precise dates for the eviction right now, except of these 15 days that you already...
Yeah. They said 15 days, but... they've not yet come up. Maybe they can be additional date, we don't know. Like what they just said was 15 days, and you know, so
and we so don't know yet. How do you feel right now about this, knowing that the eviction is coming,
it's close,
soon?
Yeah.
What do you feel, but not knowing the precise date? How do you...
No, you know, actually it's a very catastrophic situation right now, because, you know, for the families, you know, don't have a place to go with the kids right now. Just imaginalize taking your kids, your stuff. Like, how can you be going around with your kids, your stuff, if you don't have a place to put those kids, you know? So it's alarming.
And you guys, do you want to add anything about the feelings before this eviction?
I will say right now everyone is tense, because every day the family comes together to try to see if there will be a solution, but for now we don't know, because a friend of mine told me that eviction comes sometimes in the morning, probably like 6 a.m. or 5. So we don't know how it's going to be or the precise date, because they said 15 days. And coming with the policemen, so I think it's a really serious situation that we should really take serious. So we are just being afraid, and we don't know, especially because of the children. We don't really know how they are going to feel, the situation, the trauma. So we don't really know what to do.
Yeah. And how do you feel about leaving this building? Do you feel attached to this house, this specific house, about, like, with your neighbors? and the fact that because what I know about eviction is that they are also if they sometimes they gave some hotel to people for a bit of time, but sometimes it's long, sometimes it's not, and but it's also really dividing people in different places, and it's been for some 2 years, for one year that you are living all together. So what do you feel about this situation, that maybe everyone will be split, and this building also where you lived since 2 years will be closed? What do you...
Yeah, you know, everyone in the building, we are really sat down, you know, to think about, like, you know, everybody's intense right now, because this place, this building, the school, the children, you know, so it's tensing. We are intense right now, so we don't really know what's the next movement gonna be like with the government and stuff like that. So
Being attached, normally we live as family in the building, we take care of the building, we clean, we do lots of stuff to make sure the building is okay, so there is no fight, no quarrel, so everybody is living like family. So we don't just know what is going to be as our fate, like when the police is coming now, and how they are going to split everyone, because most of the families don't have hotel. You understand? Like the person that told me they have hotel with three children. You can't do anything in there, and the children can't even move their legs. It's a little bit good because there is shelter, but it's still not too okay. So that's the reason why we are just trying to see if they can be an extension, so maybe after some time we can look for a solution. But most of the family don't have hotel in the building. That is the problem.
For like me, I don't have anything. I don't have anywhere to go. So I can't take my kid outside, walking the street. Just like maybe we are a madman. I don't want that. Please.
Yeah, and in the interview we mentioned before that we did 3 years ago, the people who came here, they explained very well that the conditions in the hotels are actually not possible for families, because you cannot cook, the space is too little, so it's not a place, it's not an option, it's not a place to raise your children.
Yeah.
So if the solution will be proposed, and if the solution will be the hotel, it's not good at all. It's not the place for families to be.
Yeah, like I said before, I said the family I met told me about the hotel that was given to him. He has three children. So, like, the bed are attached together, you know, like when you stand up from your bed, you wake up, you can't stretch your leg. The children can't move. And having three children with just one room, when you can't cook, you can't do anything, you have to go outside to buy pizza every day and night. So it's a very difficult life. So that's why where we are living in Ruda Republic, we are just passing time to make sure we find a other better place, especially when the kids are going to school close. So it's not that the place, it's a really good idea, like the squad staying there, but that is the option we have for now, and that's the reason why we are living there. So that's it.
Yeah, that's very clear, and it's important for me to repeat this for people to understand that the squat is not the choice for you now. It's the only solution, because there is no better solution, but it's still better than the hotels proposed by the city halls, where the conditions are not acceptable at all. They are dirty, there are cockroaches, and you cannot cook for your children, and they cannot play. So it's important to have your witness about these years of living in this squat, where things are not perfect, but some kind of solidarity grows among the inhabitants, and you create a better place given the conditions you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when you got the news, this news about the eviction, I wanted to know a bit what was your first reaction, maybe first personally, like how did you react?
Me, for me, I was very sad. I was very sad. I don't know where to ask. For me, I just say, okay, where am I going to? Where am I take my kids to? I was confused. I was confused because I don't know what to do.
The eviction came with a very quick notice, like coming like with the police. It was just too close. You know, there was not enough time, like for we to make preparations, or even maybe if we are supposed to take our kids out to look for somewhere. It's just 15 days, and the children, they are resuming school just tomorrow. So it's close. It's very close. And the families, all the families that live in the building, are traumatized because this situation, it's not really nice. So that's it.
Yeah, you know, it's a situation like you will not feel good, especially when you have to come with an eviction. So it doesn't feel good because we don't have a place to go. So it's a sad feeling, you know, to know that there's an eviction in this place, and there's kids going to school in this place, and there's family in this place. And the eviction is coming on the 15th. They gave up 15 days for the eviction. So I think 15 days is too close to, you know, for the families to be to move. Like, they don't have where to go. So this is sad. You understand? Like, even for the kids now, like, it's going to break the heart of the kids. Like, you know, if they get to find out that, we're going to be leaving this place, and we're going to be going to a place where they're already used to this place. Like they can eat food, they can play around and stuff like this. So, but if they've been evicted from this place, it's going to also, you know, affect the kids.
And also to add to it, there are also some kids that have medical issues in the building. Like I said, we the families, we come together, we know our kids. So there are some kids that have some medical situations. So we don't really know what to do when the eviction comes, because they go to medical treatments almost every day. So it's critical.
Yeah.
So we don't know, taking the kids and being evicted. So we don't know what is going to happen next or what's going to be.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, in addiction, like, the kids on medication, you know, they can't be able to be, you know, outside in the real or receiving their medication. So, you know, they really need to be somewhere, you know, even if not safe, like, somewhere they can be able to have a little bit of rest of mind while they take their medication, you know.
Mm. Yeah, maybe before to continue our discussion and to ask you what you thought to counter this eviction, we can let Coco translate another time and go for another music. And then we go on talking about mobilization and how you came together collectively, or how, what you thought about the next future. Okay.
Okay. Alors je vais essayer de faire court. Le collectif a reçu un avis d'expulsion le 9 avril dernier. Il y a eu des policiers, des travailleurs sociaux qui sont venus aux environs 10h du matin pour prendre leurs identités et voir qui est-ce qui habitait dans le bâtiment, et puis leur notifier qu'ils avaient 15 jours pour partir. 15 jours, ça amène à peu près à 7 semaines, cette semaine-là, pardon. Sans aucune proposition de réhébergement. Donc pour l'instant, personne ne leur a dit où est-ce qu'ils pouvaient aller ensuite. Ils nous ont partagé que tout le monde est très tendu pour le moment. Personne n'a quitté le bâtiment et ils se réunissent quotidiennement pour voir un peu comment la situation évolue. En tout cas, il y a clairement une peur, une grande peur de savoir comment ça va se passer. Le fait aussi qu'on sait que les expulsions, ça se passe très tôt le matin, qu'il y a les forces de police, c'est effrayant pour tout le monde aussi, surtout pour les enfants. Je pense qu'il y a surtout une très grosse inquiétude aussi pour les enfants, la peur de les traumatiser. Ils sont habitués à ce lieu et en fait de pas savoir où est-ce qu'ils vont aller avec leur famille. Voilà, tout ça est assez paniquant. Et puis bah il y a toujours c'est toujours 2 ou 3 années de vie collective aussi qui menace de partir en fumée parce que les personnes vont être a priori éclatées à droite à gauche et que tout ce qu'ils avaient pu construire ensemble voilà peut vite disparaître. Donc c'est confusion, tristesse et puis surtout aussi de la colère par rapport au fait d'avoir 15 jours, c'est pas du tout un temps honnête et décent pour pouvoir envisager quoi que ce soit et se préparer. Voilà, on va lancer une petite pause musicale. Merci.
Watching my steez, you know I'm a G. Shawty, I'm always keep it real. I know they for too much whining, they for too much whining. I see they be, I see shy you they enter. Oh yeah, make you call a B. Oh yeah, show yourself to a savvy. Love is in the air, baby breathing. I be available, baby anytime you need me, I be available. Compatible, two of us are compatible. Girl, I be bad boy, for girls say I be mellow. Ah, baby, I be full, baby, take it slow. Baby, go down low, nobody has to know. Yeah, I know I'm playing around, I'm in a bitch, so let you go. Baby, baby, some money. Say you matching my steez. You know I'm a G. Shawty, I'm always keep it real. I know they for too much whining. They for too much whining. I see they be, I see shy you they enter. Oh yeah, make you call a B. Oh yeah, show yourself to over savvy. Love is in the air. Baby, breathing. The way you move this your body in a way banana. Catch me up, catch me hands up. But I'm beautiful way personality. Shut up. Make I enter your life, make every city balance. As I get opportunity, why I no go mountain? Actually, I got rid of nothing, come out in my hand for your mother. They see girls, say they bad, but you bad. I'm okay, your ways, put me for below, push it, baby, low. I did this, so they mean no, baby, now make sure your kids, they above the law. After you, now you become unco. Oh, baby, show up, get other girls jealous, but you are broken, matching my AB color. Treat you like a mama, I'm pretty on honest. But you don't want for me, oh. Money. You know, say you're matching my steez. You know I'm a G. Shawty, I'm always keep it real. I know they for too much whining. They for too much whining. I see they be, I see shy you they enter. Oh yeah, make you call a B. Oh yeah, show yourself to over savvy. Love is in the air. Baby, breathe in.
On revient sur les plateaux de Radio Galère. Vous écoutez l'émission À l'heure la zone, ça discote. 88.4. in English, we go back in English to talk with Kingsley, Junior and Gideon. Talking about the squat they are living in for years, sans rue de la République. Et we finished... just before the music, talking about the eviction, the coming eviction. And we saw how complicated it is, catastrophic, you said, Kingsley, the situation. And now my question is, so you described how you received this information personally, talking about being scared, the fear that can be traumatic for the children, how much is going to destabilize their life in terms of medical needs, school, transports and everything. So, but how did you do collectively? Was there a moment when where you said, actually, this is about all of us, all the inhabitants of this building? Did you come together to discuss about it?
Yes, we came together to discuss about this because we've seen it as a problem to all the families living in the building. So we came together to decide and to talk on what to do. And that is one of the reasons why we are also here today. So this is one of the solutions. And there are also more solutions that we are planning to do very soon. So probably later in the day is going to be revealed on the live radio here.
We do see each other every day, you understand? So we live together. So we have to come up with a plan, you know, coming to the radio. So
yeah, when we met about this radio program, you expressed also the need to say about what is your revendication, what are the things that you are asking for, and what would be the things that you hope that you want to ask to the prefecture, to the city hall, I don't know.
What are your demands, your fight?
We are not really fighting, we are pleading, because we have to plead, especially because of our kids. We are pleading because we need an extension, if they can do some extending of the building for a year or more than, especially because of our children that go to school. If I have to check or rather calculate, we have up to about, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 15 children in that building. And some of the children, they are newborn babies. Why most of the children, they are grown-ups and they go to school? Some are in Sepe, why some are in Moyen section? So we are pleading if they can give us an extension, like to extend the building more for us, the time. Because the time they came for this eviction is too quick. And we don't have time to make preparation, make arrangements, and we don't really know what to do. So that's why we came here to plead. Yeah. If they can grant us this request, we will be very, very happy.
You know, our demands are not that high. We're not demanding for something like unacceptable, you understand? So first is, if there's going to be an eviction, at least we will be demanding for a place to relocate with our families. You understand? So these are just the basically thoughts we have currently on our mind. Like, if the eviction is going to come up tomorrow, our demand is, where we're going to go with our kids?
So first the rehousing, and also to ask for more time. Last time you said at least until next August. Why next August if it's not more?
Yeah, actually the reason why we said that, it's because when they came for the announcement about the eviction, we don't really know what to do. It was too quick and too early. So that's the reason why we said, okay, if they can give us the next August, probably the children will be on holiday, probably, so that we can have some little time. Or probably if they can't give us that, they can wait for the end of the section of the school, which is the end of the year. Probably that will be perfect. Like what my other friend said, if they can't not rehouse us, like give us a new place to stay, they should give us an extension in the building, because we can't be outside with our children and no place to stay, especially when you have a baby of 6 months, 1 year. So it's very difficult, and it's not easy to go outside. So that's it.
So one way you are expressing your demands is by coming here to Radio Galère and make your voice being heard by people who are hearing. But did you collectively also think of other proposition on how to obtain these demands? What are you planning?
This radio station is one of the things we planned. And we are here today, and by Wednesday we are planning on doing a protest, just a peaceful protest. So, and we're also pleading for everyone that is listening to us right now to also join us in this protest. Our demands are not much. We just need more time to live in the building. After living there with the little time, with the children going to school, and if they can rehouse us, give us a better place to stay, probably we'll leave the building. So that's it.
So tell us more about this Wednesday. When will it be and what time? So maybe if there are people who are interested in supporting your struggle, we can invite them.
Okay. On Wednesday, it's going to be at the Resident, which is 100 Rue de la Republique. Is at Juliet, very close to the tram and the metro station. So we are going to be outside there, every one of us. Just a peaceful protest, just for people to know. People that don't listen to the radio or that are not opportune to listen to us. Now, probably when they see us outside that very day on Wednesday, they will still know that, okay, this is what we are doing. It's just a peaceful protest for them to give us an extension on the housing or to give us another option if they have to really evict us from the building.
Yeah, so, you know, so according to what he said, in addition, is we're trying to, first we think about coming to the radio so that, you know, people can be able to get to hear us and get to know about situation. Maybe someone might be passing on that day at the Rue and the person might get the information from the radio, like it might... they might have heard us already, like having this discussion, so they can be in support. And you know, if you are there, you have families, you have kids, you love your kids and you love other kids, you know, you can come, you can support. And you know, it's for the love of the kids, you know, understand.
We really need our support, and we are pleading to everyone, because of our children, we really need the support. So everyone that can come outside should come and support us that very day. It's going to be starting by 4 p.m. on Wednesday at 100 Rue de la Republique. It's close to the metro station and it's also close to the tram station. So we are just doing a peaceful protest for an extension to live there for some time. Or if there is no an extension and they really want to evacuate us, they should make a provision for our kids and ourselves also, so that the kids cannot face the trauma on that day. Because an eviction, I've never experienced an eviction, but I know people that have experienced it. They don't really give you the precise date, like when they said on the 15th, they might not come that very day. Maybe when we don't know, they might come. So it's very terrible, and we don't want our children to experience that. So that's the reason why we are pleading and we are demanding.
Yeah, you told me also that you don't want an eviction at 6 a.m. also, to don't have to, maybe if the children are not here because they are at school, maybe it's also a better way, because you have a bit of time, you the adults, to organize a bit and then to go and pick them up at school. Is it something that you still have in mind?
Yeah, because you know, we don't want a situation whereby, you know, going to pick the kids from school, or the kids they won't be able to go to school. Maybe if it happens in the morning, they can't be able to go to school. If it happens when they are already in school and when they're coming back, they're going to be homeless. Imagine a kid closing from school, coming back where he thought or she thought it's a safe place for them, you know, and they lost everything. You know, this is really, you know, sad, you know. So, like, this is like something we're trying to avoid, just for our kids, because we don't want them to witness such things like that.
Adding to that, an eviction during 6 a.m. it's not really nice, because sometimes the children will be preparing for school, because most of the time the children prepare for school as from 6 a.m. in the morning. especially when you have three children that goes to school. So it's something that is not really easy, because you have to wake up even before six so that you can take care of them, for them to eat, dress them up. Sometimes before you can even get to the school, and you have to walk a little and all that. So we don't want an eviction by 6 a.m. because if there is an eviction by 6 a.m., that means the children will not be able to go to school, and the trauma they will be really they will be facing that day, it will not be really nice. So if there should be an eviction, it should be upwards, not as from 6 a.m.
Yeah, sure.
So also, like, even if the if there is going to be an eviction as well, what we are trying to make the general public to understand is, like, we want, like, a place. You understand, like, the if they can be able to say, okay, this building you are occupying, it's important for some reasons, we need this building back, okay, fine, but you have to look out for the families that are there. You understand, like, you really need to restructure these people. You can't just come with an eviction and evacuate them out of this building. We are talking about families, we're talking about kids. Yeah, we're talking about kids of 6 months, 7 months, 9 months, 3 years, 6 years. We're talking about kids 4 years in this, you know, category and in this situation. You know, it's not just about the adult anymore. It's not about us, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you with what you say, but do you have hope in a good proposition from the side of the prefecture or city hall?
We don't know. We don't have any proposition for the now. We don't really know.
Yeah, for now we don't have anything. We don't really know the plans, because even when the police came to the house that very day, evicting us. So I was thinking, if somebody can come to the house and tell us to leave, I believe probably they also have a place they are staying, you know. So we should be kept in a place that, okay, it will be nice for the kids. And also evicting someone out of a building, probably maybe they don't want to use it for now. And being outside, it's tragic. So we really need a solution. We need a solution.
Yeah, and I think you are right saying that there is no reason that could legitimate the fact to evict anyone, but particularly children that are really young, and also for anyone, even adults, I think it's a big trauma to be evicted. So it, like, after it will be there for the rest of the life. So I don't think that, as you said, there is no reason that could legitimate something as violent as this. And maybe also I wanted to know a bit, because I know that you sent a letter to the prefecture. Do you want just to add some words about this? Because I think that it was one of your first reactions before Radio Galère even.
Yeah, we've sent a letter to the prefecture, but for now there is no response, because after when the police came, it was after they left that very day, we have to draft a letter and we sent to the prefecture. The context of the letter was for them to give us more time because of our children that are going to school, and we don't want our children to face that trauma that very day, and we don't want an eviction by 6 a.m. But up to now, we haven't gotten any response from the prefecture. So that's the reason why we had to look for another solution to come here to also say this on air, so that if they don't respond to our letter, probably they can still hear us when we are talking. If they don't hear us here, we'll also do a protest on Wednesday. Definitely, they will definitely hear us and try to give render to our give some help to our demands. So that's the reason why we are doing all this.
So maybe just to say it once again, you are organizing, because we are coming to the end of this emission, and just to say it once again for everyone, you organize a gathering, a demonstration in front of the 100 Rue de la République on this Wednesday at 5 p.m. If I don't,
4 p.m.
Four p.m. Yeah, we are. It's actually a peaceful demonstration. You understand? Like, just in case maybe they're gonna come, they're gonna see us. We are gonna be there. We're gonna stand, and it's just for them to be able to give us this a reasonable reason, or for us, or the reason on, you know, like, they have to give us some reasonable reason for us to be able to know what we're going to be doing. And, you know, standing there that day is going to be demonstrating also, like, we want to have a time for the eviction. We want to also make a demand if there's going to be an eviction. And, you know, so these are basically the reasons why we want to do demonstration, why we came to the radio, why we have to draft a message to the prefecture, so that people can be able to be aware. You understand? Mm-hmm. So
thank you very much for sharing this sad moment you are facing now with us, and I hope this evening, this radio show can reach some people out there that will be present on Wednesday. I really hope that this gathering, this protest, will be a little bit helpful, at least to see it even more clearly, that it is completely unjust. As you were saying before, there is no reason to evict people in this way, yeah, in a building that probably will be empty for the months to come. But we guys really support your struggle, and I really hope that you will have an extension on your building.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys very much.
And maybe just to add, stay tuned also about messages about this eviction, because if it's happened, maybe we will call to support for the moment of the specific moment of the eviction. Maybe stay tuned to all the networks about this.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
Probably you guys can also get the video coverage, and maybe live coverage or stuff like that, you know. Yeah,
sure. Thank you very much for coming here.
Thanks
to the techniques. We still have Coco, who is gonna translate this third part. So I leave her talk, and I think there will be a music after that, and we will all go to sleep.
Alors, la petite traduction de la fin. Du coup, ils se sont réunis collectivement, ont discuté de tout ça. Il y a eu trois choses qui ont été mises en place de la part du collectif du sang. Le premier, c'est cette présence ce soir à la radio, à Radio Galère, pour pouvoir alerter les personnes sur ce sujet. La deuxième action qui a été mise en place, c'est l'envoi d'une lettre à la préfecture, une lettre pour demander du temps en plus, une lettre qui restait sans réponse. Et la troisième action, ce serait un appel à rassemblement, un rassemblement pacifique. Ils appellent tout le monde à venir les supporter ce mercredi, 100 rue de la République, à 16h. C'est à côté de la Joliette, c'est facile à trouver. Le but, c'est vraiment de se faire entendre, et ils ont besoin de soutien, de support. Et je me permets juste de rappeler leur demande. Leur demande, c'est en premier, beaucoup plus de temps. Aucune raison qu'une expulsion se fasse aussi rapidement. Ils demandent jusqu'à la fin du mois d'août pour que les enfants puissent finir tranquillement leur année scolaire et qu'il n'y ait pas de perturbations à ce sujet, au moins jusqu'à août. La deuxième demande, c'est des solutions pour tout le monde, la famille et les enfants, des solutions adaptées et pérennes, raisonnables également. La troisième demande, c'est s'il n'y a pas de solution, rester dans ce bâtiment le plus longtemps possible. Et puis, ils ont aussi nommé le fait d'avoir peur et de vouloir éviter une expulsion violente qui pourrait traumatiser les familles et les enfants présents. On vous remercie pour votre écoute. On vous attend vraiment mercredi à 16h au 100 rue de la République. Le collectif a besoin de soutien. Merci à vous. Et je pense que c'est la fin de cette émission. Au revoir, merci à nos invités d'avoir été là, merci à la technique et à bientôt.
baby, oh na 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 na, baby, oh na 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 na, baby. Senorita, mama sita, anytime you pass my area, baby, oh, eh. Senorita, mama sita, anytime you pass my area, I'm tempted to touch your waist, Senorita, rita, 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 you sweeter, 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 you sweeter. Shoes, catapult, I was tempted to touch. Baby girl, please come and give me some more. Come and give me some more. Ah, baby, oh no, no. Ah, baby, oh. Ah, baby, oh no, no. Ah, baby, oh. Give me many love. Give me many love. Show me many love. Show me many love. Senorita, mamacita. My area, baby, oh, eh, Senorita, mamacita, anytime you pass my area, I was tempted to touch your waist, Senorita, girl, you be fine, girl, if you give me chance, ain't no breaking, girl, yeah. I'm with you, my girl, I don't kiss and tell, nobody but you, baby, I have no fear. My lady, I'm in love with you, my baby, yeah. One plus one is me and you, baby girl, let's just have some groove, yeah. Senorita Badu, see the way that she weigh me, I like, oh baby. Senorita, mamacita, anytime when you pass my area, baby, oh, yeah. Senorita, mamacita, my area, I was tempted to touch your waist, your waist. Mama sita, baby, oh.
Spaji on the mix. Oh, you're not.